The new fast response cutter Douglas Denman steamed down Ketchikan's Tongass Narrows on a blue sky day, led by a 45-foot response boat from the local Coast Guard station. Executive Petty Officer Coleman Aldrich brought the whole family out to the downtown cruise ship docks to watch the new boat come in. He says it's not just a homecoming for the cutter. Crew members from Ketchikan have been working on the boat, running drills and training since March.
It's really cool for me to stand here on the pier and welcome another crew in, knowing that all the trials and tribulations they've been through and, you know, all the hectic days, long hours that they've put in. So it's really very rewarding to see all that come to a close and just be like, hey, we made it home. Everybody's safe. The cutter's safe. And we can see our families again.
He says the crew picked up the cutter in Louisiana, took it to Key West for outfitting, and then sailed through the Panama Canal and up the West Coast to its new home port.
It's a pretty significant event. So, I know the guys are really, really excited to be home.
Allie Olson says she was glad to see her husband, a bosun's mate first class, assigned to the Douglas Denman after a long time away.
It's very exciting. It's really cool to see how the crew has gotten to know each other and how they've built their workforce. And the families here in Ketchikan are also very supportive and tight-knit, and we're all very excited to have them home.
The Douglas Denman will stay in Ketchikan temporarily while port facilities in Sitka are under construction. It'll be the third fast response cutter in Ketchikan for the time being, joining the Bailey Barco and the John McCormick. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.